You are listening to anchor.fm/intuitiveflow. This station has been created using Anchor FM, which is part of the Disability Aid Network we have created, using primarily anchor.fm and Telegram Messenger. We are also helping others to create their Anchor FM platforms free of charge. If you would like to visit our ongoing public conversation at t.me/intuitiveanchor. We're doing things with this platform that we were not capable of before. We are very excited to continue seeing what is possible. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening. Thank you for existing. And thank you to the Anchor development team. Let's keep working. You are listening to Intuitive Social Professional and Intuitive Public Flow. Thank you for tuning in. So my experience this morning is saying things that need to be said as soon as I have enough clarity to say them in the way that feels closer than it did before, at least. And not remembering the words, not knowing if they are really all that shocking or if they were truthful and necessary. Because I do not have someone available to reflect them in the way that I need publicly, consistently. This is something we have not yet achieved. And I recognize the pathways that I keep being pushed to in my brain for lack of the public support that would indicate that having this conversation is a little bit more safe. I end up depending on rhyming to keep my brain moving. I wish for others in public to recognize that it is a conversation not only worth having, but urgently needed to save lives. Confused by how many people have received information about this and stayed silent. Confused about how many people seem to have thought themselves to be my friends, who caught some of my screaming and thought that it wasn't anything. They don't even know what happened. How can such a thing happen? In communities that say their intention is caring. And so with most of them silent, the actions of certain ? Brutal ! Members of these communities stand for them. You are being spoken for, upstanding professionals. The people who are speaking for you are sex traffickers. They are choosing what happens to your most marginalized members. I was ignored and forgotten about while screaming because I wasn't worth the time. To my creative communities, professional communities, the feeling is overwhelming to me, the desire to say the names of these communities, and yet will I be able to get anyone to help me if I dare to name something or somebody? The message communicated to me by sex traffickers and those who want to support them, apparently, is that if I say names of projects I was involved with or of people that I worked with, there is much
less chance that anyone will have anything to do with me. If you have a daughter or a sister or a mother, if you are intimately in a relationship of caring with any other who might one day be vulnerable, who might one day not be lucky enough to avoid the things about which I am speaking, you should find this information very creepy. It's real. It's not made up to make you feel creeped. It really is that creepy. And it requires action worth taking. My creative professional communities left me to sex trafficking. Why did they do this thing? This is something I have got to start unpacking. And because of neurological injury and because of lack of reflectivity using mirror neurons in community, I can't really remember what I'm sharing. And so I'm forced to do it in a way that is much more painful, much more damaging for my neurological reality. And I'm being forced to continue creating loops publicly, hoping to engage others in a way that allows us all to have the conversation so that more people like me can be safe. And people with less privilege than me, who can't run their mouths over a radio network presently, have a chance of surviving. This is not a cute story. It's not a ploy to make money. It's about living beings who need the help of other living beings who claim to want to help, but so far aren't doing. How do we find the professionals in these communities that could not see me in the midst of such emergency? How could such a thing ever be a possibility? Professional contacts have asked me, what happened to all your communities? How is it you could possibly have nothing? They think they're being scammed by somebody. And who knows what they think, really? If I don't hear from them again, I wonder if they themselves are being victimized by these things. Or if they thought again about having any contact with me. So the people I used to work with have a lot of brave, big, money-making words about looking closely at the hardest problems. And I was trained in this methodology while undergoing protracted neurological damage from biotoxic air quality. And I know for sure that now what we are doing is we are looking most closely at the hardest problems, because those are the problems worth solving. But where is the rest of Seth Godin's community, who parrots those words as if they mean anything? Where are all those people who used to work with me and had such praise for what I was doing, who could not see when the only people willing to come to my house to help me were people also involved in sex trafficking? What precipitated the breakdown of my entire professional community such that they ran in fear rather than using the power they have to do something? It is 12:33 p.m. on the eastern coast of the United States. And you are listening to Intuitive Public Flow at anchor.fm/intuitiveflow. More of the aforementioned conversation can be found on our other stations, anchor.fm/intuitivesocialcenters and anchor.fm/intuitivepublicmedia. Our last three episodes, in addition to this one, provide more details about what we're working on and what we're facing. You can also directly join the conversation on Telegram Messenger by navigating to t.me/intuitivepublicflow, t.me/intuitivesocialcenters, and t.me/intuitivepublicmedia. We are working now to compile full text for each episode we release, and we're not there yet. But if you might have 5 or 10 minutes to volunteer with us and type a little bit of text to add to our efforts, we invite you to collaborate with us at t.me/intuitivepublichelpers. Thank you for reaching out, and thank you for helping us.